It is easy to understand someone that you care about. It goes to a whole nother level if that is the person that you're in a romantic relationship with. Hopefully that person has been truthful during the early stages of the getting to know you period. From that point, the love seems to grow. And as it grows, you begin to develop a type of pattern or roadmap to your relationship success. In all actuality, this is when you are starting your relationship rhythm. The Relationship Therapy Podcast will help you understand the rhythms that you should pay close attention to in your relationship.
You've tuned into the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr., a podcast designed for couples who are married, couples who are dating, and have marriage in their future. We will guide you to the principles that will make your relationship better. Stick around. You might just learn something that will help your relationship last longer, grow stronger, and become healthier. Now, here's your host, Tony Miller Sr.
Hello, everybody. This is Tony Miller Sr., your host of the Relationship Therapy Podcast. Thank you for tuning in again this week. We've got another exciting episode for you. And so just thank you for being a part of our listening audience. In last week's episode, I laid the groundwork on relationship rhythm and why is it important. If you did not get a chance to hear that episode, I would ask you to back up one episode to hear that. What is relationship rhythm and why is this important? So that you can understand the strange nuances of relationship rhythms, especially learning why it's important. Because in this episode, I'm going to give out some of the rhythms that each relationship needs to invest in. These are four of the major relationship rhythms that we need to have in our relationship. This will help to secure the health and longevity of the relationship that you have. If this rhythm ever ceases, just know that some of your most unsettling problems will be on the way. They will be right there, ready to pounce on you. So keeping the rhythm in your relationship will be the key that helps you maintain what is important. So sit back, stay tuned for four major rhythms of your relationship. As we're getting ready to talk about the four major rhythms of your relationship, I want you to keep an open mind as we talk about these. So let me start with number one. Communication is an important relationship rhythm. Now, I know you've heard me talk about communication throughout this podcast. It is essential for your relationship. When a couple gets together in the early stages, most of the reason for that is because of physical attraction. But as you know, there becomes more to the relationship as the time progresses. An extremely important aspect to growing relationship is how well the couple communicates. Communication is valuable in every relationship that you're involved in. But when it comes to your romantic relationship, great communication is a must. If you start off the relationship with great communication, it becomes a part of your relationship rhythm. You and your mate begin to expect this to happen at every turn while you're together. If there is something different than what you have become accustomed to or that you deem as your norm, it places an unwanted strain on your relationship. The rhythm has been thrown off and immediately causes a disruption to the habits that have been formed throughout your early stages of your relationship. Anytime something is broken in communication, it inevitably causes more damage to the relationship. That is why it's so important that this rhythm is protected at all costs. If the communication lines are broken, the relationship will also take a tumble. When we allow our communication rhythm to be thrown off, it is a clear indication that other issues are soon to follow. If you and your mate can communicate even during relationship storms, there's a real strong possibility of surviving that storm. Make sure one of your relationship rhythms becomes communication. It is definitely a must for the longevity of your relationship. Number two is protect the rhythm of our hearts. There is nothing like being in love with someone that shares your heartbeat. Now, I know after hearing that, that may sound like some corny lyrics from an old R&B love song. But the truth is, it may be truer than we really think. In a December 2021 study published in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships, researchers confirmed that heart rhythms synchronize when couples in a long-term loving relationship are in close proximity to each other. Did you hear what I said? Heart rhythms synchronize when couples in long-term loving relationships are in close proximity to each other. So there's a rhythm of your mate's heart that aligns with yours. It can help stabilize you and your partner in your relationship. We often overlook how that works in our relationships. Just like when a relationship breakup happens, it affects the heart in a negative way. But the opposite is true if the couple is in a growing and loving relationship. How each partner treats their mate's heart is important toward the longevity and happiness in their relationship. Having a strong, loving relationship is paramount in being in a healthy lifestyle. So many people don't understand that your heart health and your happy relationship really goes hand in hand. How do we protect our mate's heart while we're in the relationship? One of the main ways to do so is to be considerate of how your conduct makes or affects them. It's like this. Are there things that you do when you're not in their presence that you would feel uncomfortable doing while they're there? In other words, does your behavior change when they're not around? And you've got to make sure that you're considerate of their heart. Ask yourself, is this protecting my mate's heart? And if your answer is no, then you really should consider not doing it. The third major rhythm in our relationships is relationship rhythm helps support mental health. As the yearly calendars continue to change, the more often we see problems of mental health surface. Too often it goes untreated with little or no serious attention given to it. When you find yourself in a relationship with someone who struggles with mental health issues, it is definitely difficult to understand. In most cases, it is mistaken for something else, and the relationships begin to deteriorate without so much as trying to help to bring about a cure. When you say you want what's best for your significant other, that also includes their mental health. Let me say that again. When you say you want what's best for your significant other, that also includes their mental health. Your lips utter that your mate is your everything. Then make sure everything about your mate is your focus. I believe that's when you showcase how much love you have for your mate. Let's be serious. It's going to be difficult. However, it all keeps the rhythm of your relationship going. If your mate knows that you're going to be there to help them through the crucial times, they will be able to withstand what they're being forced to go through. this rhythm of supporting one another goes to another level in situations where mental health issues are involved. I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be easy, because it won't. There will be tough days ahead, but the love that you share with your mate and the rhythm of support should make it all worth it. Support those who are going through mental health issues. So now we're about to go to the fourth major rhythm in our relationships. But before we go, let me recap the first three we talked about. Number one was communication is an important relationship rhythm. Number two, protect the rhythm of our hearts. And we just went over number three, relationship rhythm helps support mental health. And here's the final one, relationship rhythm for those intimate moments. Now, I know when I first started talking about relationship rhythm, some of your minds drifted straight to sex. And that's fine, because sex is an important part of a relationship. It has been said that the longer a relationship goes, the less intimate moments there are. Truth is, it doesn't have to be. Maintaining those intimate moments is not impossible if the couple keeps using the same formula that so many other couples use to keep the good times rolling. For some, this might be the most uncomfortable part of any of my episodes that you ever heard, but the fact still remains that sexual intimacy is just as important in relationships as any of the other rhythms that I've talked about. Knowing what turns your mate on is imperative when we talk about rhythm in relationships. Every relationship that we know has a certain rhythm. And we're not talking about the act itself, but we are talking about the kinds of ways to know when your significant other is in the mood for coming together as a couple. And that's the best way I can put it without getting vulgar or going too far. But it could be a look, a touch, or even certain words that alerts you to your mate's intentions or maybe your desire for sexual intimacy. You also have to consider that they may have a valid reason for not wanting to participate in the sexual intimacy process. Plenty of couples have found themselves in divorce court because their rhythm was thrown off regarding sex. That's something that must be learned in the early days. The couple sets up their rhythm at the early stage, and they move with that rhythm throughout their relationship. However, during that relationship, there will be changes to that rhythm because of sicknesses, injuries, and desires of the partners. We must respect that as partners, we know that each other still loves us. God designed sexual intimacy for the married couple to enjoy each other. Let me say that again. God designed sexual intimacy for the married couple to enjoy each other. So make sure the rhythm is set in a way that you both feel comfortable in, if you know what I mean. Well, there you have it. That's what we've talked about this week, the four major rhythms of your relationship. I hope you understand them. I hope you can really get into what we were talking about, because these four major rhythms will help keep your relationship as tight as it needs to be. But if there is any rhythm missing or slowing down of that rhythm, I have to warn you, there will be some relationship issues. If you got questions, my host is going to tell you how to get in touch with me. And just know, in every relationship, it takes two to make a relationship work.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. Tune in next time for more insight on how to make your relationship better. If you have any questions, please email us at tmrelationshiptherapy@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, remember, it takes two to make the relationship work.